for one lucky customer. So why didn't you cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. One there.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Court orders Chandanas to open defense on March 23rd in the disrespected case. Catholic priest is church government critic and changed despite President Hichilema's visit to Chisovo Parish. In global news, Zelensky says Putin has not achieved his goals 4 years into Russia's full-scale invasion. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mazinamwenga. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has ordered civil rights activist Fred Machangala to open his defense on March 23rd. In a matter, he faces one count of seditious practices contrary to Section 57(1)(b) as read together with Section 61(b) of the Penal Code. When the matter came up for mention and setting of trial date before Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chibwili, Mr. Changala's lawyer, Kabamba Simukonda, informed the court that the defense was not ready to proceed, stating that they had only appeared to verify information circulating on social media following the dismissal of an application to hold the proceedings by Court of Appeal Judge Catherine Makongo in March last year. Mr. Simukonda indicated that the defense had since confirmed the dismissal and was prepared to proceed, but proposed that trial dates be set for May and intends to call 15 witnesses because March and April are already committed to High Court matters, including a constitutional challenge relating to the same case and an elective conference. However, Magistrate Chibwili said the matter had remained dormant for over a year and that the notice of dismissal by the Court of Appeal had not been formally brought to his attention. He said sufficient time was allocated for the defense to prepare and rejected the proposal to commence proceedings in May, directing instead that the defense opens its case on 23rd March. Despite objections from the defense that Mr. Changala is scheduled to appear before the High Court on 23rd March in relation to the constitutional challenge, the court ordered that the defense hearing proceeds from 23rd to 26th March 2026, citing the absence of proof of any conflicting engagements. Mr. Changala is alleged to have made seditious utterances in May 2024 in connection with comments on the disappearance of then Petawuke Central Member of Parliament Emmanuel J. Banda. Mr. Changala was found with a case to answer on 10th September 2024, but the matter was stayed following an order by Court of Appeal Judge Catherine Makungu in November 2024 before the stay was later dismissed this year. Catholic priest Father Augustine Mwewa says a recent visit by President Hakainde Hichilema to Chifubu Parish in Indola does not signal a shift in the Catholic Church's stance on governance issues. Father Mwewa says the Church has consistently spoken out on matters of governance and justice and will continue to do so without fear or favor. He has told Phoenix News that the Church has never differed with anyone and that it is politicians who often take issue with the church whenever it speaks out. Father Mwewa has emphasized that the church's role is to preach unity, love, and uphold democratic values, and it will denounce wrongdoings as part of its prophetic responsibility in society. On Sunday, February 22, 2026, President Hichilema attended the church service at St. Joseph of Cupertino Catholic Church during his working visit to the Copperbelt province.
That has nothing to do with the church reconciling. And the church has never differed with any. But it's the politicians who insult, who turn against the church. But the church must be focused. The church must preach unity, love, and proper democracy or politics. Because what they are doing is not politics. Politics has nothing to do with intimidation, manipulation of the law, abuse of government institutions. That the church will continue to speak and denounce. That is our role. Any priest or church member who compromise that is personal, but that's not the stance of the church.
The European Union, EU, says it has since 2021 allocated a total of €45 million to the European Investment Bank, EIB, to support Zambia's agriculture sector. EIB Regional Hub Kenya Media Officer Harriet Ongaki says that through the Zambia Agriculture Value Chain Facility, the EU partnered with local banks, namely Zenaco, First Capital Bank, and Zambia Industrial Commercial Bank, to provide the financing on a matching basis. Speaking during a virtual presentation at a briefing at the EU delegation in Lusaka this morning, Ms. Ongaki says in 2021, the European Investment Bank dispersed €50 million to Zenaco, which has since been matched, and €30 million fully deployed to end beneficiaries. She adds that €10 million is yet to be dispersed to First Capital Bank following a signed agreement in 2023, and that €15 million is yet to be dispersed to ZIFB following an agreement in 2025. However, Ms. Ongaki has emphasized that to support women empowerment, the grants are on condition that at least 30% of the loans are given to women.
€15 million from the EIB, and then mobilized from other partners to make it a combined €30 million. First Capital Bank in 2023, €10 million credit line from the EIB, but the agreement was that the bank mobilizes a combined €20 million to the sector. And Zanaco in 2021 received €15 million EIB credit line, but to mobilize a combined €30 million to the agriculture customers.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has welcomed the release of the latest gender-based violence GBV statistics by the Zambia Police, saying the 2.7% decline in GBV cases for 2025 presents both an achievement and an opportunity for critical self-reflection. According to the Zambia Police, a total of 41,026 GBV cases were recorded countrywide between January 1st and December 31st, 2025, showing a reduction from the 42,178 cases recorded in 2024, representing a reduction of 1,152 cases and a 2.7% decline in overall GBV. In an interview with Phoenix News, NGOCC Executive Director Anne Bewe says the figures provide a critical foundation for informed programs against the scourge. She has, however, warned that despite the reduction, significant numbers of cases are still being reported in both rural and urban areas, citing Lusaka province as a particular concern due to the high case numbers despite the concentration of civil society organizations operating there.
When you look at the victim support unit, they have really put in effort in terms of the reporting mechanism, being the entry point in terms of the reporting. But I still appeal to more efforts need to be done. We need to go multi-sectorial way in terms of ending GBV in our country. It's even in our household, defilement cases, sodomy cases are happening in our household. So we need to put more effort in terms of sensitization and also advocates. And also the aspect of I think the advocates of no bond, no bail should